MoneyWeb now on the money.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit StanLib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. I'm chatting with Sami Kilozwani. He's head of product at F&B Wealth and Investment. Sam, appreciate the time. You and I have chatted structured products before, generically, not specifics, but you've got a third tranche of products coming to market, two of them. Talk us through. The first is an F&B 100 Capital Preserver. What's some of the details around this one in particular?
Thank you, Simon. So it's two structures, as you mentioned, the F&B Capital Preserver Auto Call, the US dollar one, which is an offshore structure, and also the F&B 100 Capital Preserver, you know, participation. So I'll start off with maybe the local structured product, which is the F&B Capital Preserver 100. In there, the product is actually 100% capital guarantee. The index that it's tracking is the Euro Stoxx 50 index, 50 of the highest market capitalization European listings. So that's basically what it's tracking, and you get to participate in that, but with guarantee that you'll not lose your capital at the end of the 5-year term. The participation is 200%. So any return that the index is actually doing, you will actually double that return in rand terms. So that's the first structure, which is available in rands and available on our platform.
The capital protection is a biggie, and it means it doesn't matter what happens over the duration of the note. The participation is quite chunky as well. And I'm imagining we're buying this in rands, but we're also going to get some euro exposure because the Euro Stoxx 50 will be a euro-based index.
And that's quite critical, Simon, that, you know, people need to understand what is the function of a structured product. So a structured product basically gives you a predetermined risk return payoff profile. So you don't go into the market naked. You go into the market controlling your risk parameters. So you don't want to lose your capital. That's number one. Yeah. You're participating in it. Number two, you want to actually participate in European counters. So you have for the Euro Stoxx index. That's number two. So you want to double those returns. That's number three. And then you want to invest in rands, which is what you've just said. That's number four. So you get all that within the structure. So that is why we say to people, when you actually purchase structured products, you are actually purchasing a predetermined payoff outcome. Yeah. So that's what the structure is actually giving you.
It's that predetermined. That's what's so important as the highlight of structured products. The other one's the Capital Preserver Auto Call. This is a US dollar based one. Give some of the details around that.
The US dollar, which is the F&B Capital Preserver Auto Call 3, this is our third tranche of this auto call, and it's quite a popular one. So in here, we actually guarantee you your capital if the index falls by 30%. So if the index falls by anything between 1 to 30%, you still get back your capital, the 100%. But if the index falls by more than 30%, you participate in the losses one for one. I'll give you an example, Simon. If the index falls by 25%, you get back your capital back. But if the index falls by 35%, then you lose 35% of your capital. But the index that you're tracking is the Luxury Goods Series Index. So it's the Bloomberg Luxury Goods Series Index. And that index, when we actually do backtesting, we can see that over the period of time, over a rolling 3, 4, and 5 year period, you do not lose your capital in that index. So that's the good thing about it, that even though it's structured that it's protecting you from the first 30% of loss, this index does not seem to be one that is actually losing any capital in that period. So it's an auto call. That's the first thing you mentioned. Yeah. So you just need the index to be positive, 0.001% positive, and then your return after the 3, 4, or 5 year period is going to be between 11 and 12% in US dollars. So 11 to 12% in US dollars per annum, depending whether the index is positive. The only thing you need is just the index to be slightly positive after year 3. If it is positive, then your payoff is going to be anywhere between 11 and 12% per annum over the 3 year period. That's the beauty about auto calls. And then if it's not positive after 3 years, it rolls over to year number 4. And then year number 4, we then check again, is this index positive? If the index is positive in year number 4, again, your payoff profile is going to be anywhere between 11 and 12% over that 4 year period per annum. So that's what you're getting. And then if it's not positive in 4 years, it rolls over to year 5. So year 5 is the last year. So if the index is positive, you're going to get anywhere between 11 and 12% per annum. That's what you're going to be getting. But if the index is negative or the index has fallen by anywhere between 1 and 30%, you get back your full capital. But it falls by more than 30%, you participate one for one. So as I explained earlier on, Simon.
Gotcha, gotcha. And I understand that auto call, and that's your 3, 4, and 5. Even if it's just half a point green, you get the payout from it. What are dates? I imagine there's a date to which you're applying. Are there minimums for the two products?
Definitely there are minimums, but before I jump into the minimums, I just want to jump into this Bloomberg Luxury Goods Series Index. So people should understand that when they purchase into this index, they're actually participating in the luxury goods companies, that is the apparel companies such as Louis Vuitton, mobile cars such as Ferrari and Tesla and all the stuff. And this has got a lot of benefits. We found that these are actually resilient over crisis. So during the COVID crisis, this company still returned positive return, which augurs well for this index. And then the people around this, they actually have a lot of market that's coming in from the young generation to the old generation. So they've got a captured audience in that regard. ESG is a very big factor when you look at these companies. Inflation, people who are actually participating in this index or the companies, their clients are not affected by inflation. So when there's increase in inflation, they're able to translate that into the pricing of the product, which augurs well for the return on the index and the index itself. So let's talk about the minimums. The minimums on the offshore structured product is $6,000. So you can participate from $6,000 upwards. Then the minimums on the local structured product is actually 20,000 rand. You can participate in that structured product from 20,000 rand going upwards.
And last date to apply?
Last day to apply is the 15th of November, and the structure is already opened. It opened on the 16th of September.
Gotcha. That's Simon Keloswani, Head of Product at FNB Wealth and Investments. Appreciate the time.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.